That tradition is the San Antonio Symphony, providing the music for Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. Here's symphony musician Craig Sorge.
Yes, it appears that the San Antonio Symphony, for the first time probably since about the 1960s, will not be in the pit for the 2017 production with Ballet San Antonio.
Symphony CEO David Gross says they offered Ballet San Antonio a reduced rate of $150,000 for a two-week multi-show run, but the ballet company couldn't commit.
They said that they could only do 100, and it went back and forth for about 3 months, and eventually they came to us and said that they wouldn't be able to hire the symphony.
Ballet San Antonio declined to speak to us for the story. Their website lists The Nutcracker on concurrent weekends this November and December. Other than the San Antonio Symphony, the music would have to be provided in one of two ways: the ballet assembling individual musicians to form a small orchestra, or simply play pre-recorded music. Corgi says this is a pretty sad turn if it's not resolved.
The Tobin Center was built with the intention that the resident companies would collaborate. The musicians enjoy working with the ballet. We enjoy accompanying the dancers.
Gross says there is still a slim possibility of an agreement.
It's not like there's any kind of a ill will or bad blood between the symphony and the ballet. It's purely a financial issue.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.